MS-7605. Below are given quotations from pages 2 and 3 of a manuscript entitled The Work in Melbourne, written June 29, 1905. File number MS-7605. Let centers be no longer made in the cities. Let children no longer be exposed to the temptations of the cities that are ripe for destruction. The Lord has sent us warning and counsel to get out of the cities. Then let us make no more investments in the cities. Fathers and mothers, how do you regard the souls of your children? Are you preparing the members of your families for translation into the heavenly courts? Are you preparing them to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? How will ease, comfort, convenience compare with the value of the souls of your children? There is not one family in 100 who will be improved physically, mentally, or spiritually by residence in the city. Faith, hope, love, happiness can far better be gained in retired places where there are fields and hills and trees. Take your children away from the sights and sounds of the city, away from the rattle and din of streetcars and teams, and their minds will become more healthy. It will be found easier to bring home to their hearts the truth of the Word of God. The Lord would have the believers in Melbourne consider the example set by Battle Creek and not pattern after it. God has sent warning after warning that our schools and publishing houses and sanitariums are to be established out of the city, in places where the youth may be taught most effectively what is truth. Let no one attempt to use the testimonies to vindicate the establishment of large business interests in the cities. Do not make of no effect the light that has been given upon this subject. Men will arise speaking perverse things to counterwork the very movements that the Lord is leading His servants to make. But it is time that men and women reasoned from cause to effect. It is too late to establish large business firms in the cities, too late to call young men and women from the country to the city. Conditions are arising in the cities that will make it very hard for those of our faith to remain in them. It would therefore be a great mistake to invest money in the establishment of business interests in the cities. The following is quoted from a manuscript written August 25, 1897, number 86. It was written at Sunnyside, Currumbong. Your letter to me, under date of February 12th, is received. Your question is it advisable to employ a good Christian physician who treats his patients on hygiene principles? In urgent cases, should we call in a worldly physician because the sanitarium doctors are all so busy that they have no time to devote to outside practice? Some say that when the sanitarium doctors do use drugs, they give larger doses than ordinary doctors. If the physicians are so busy that they cannot treat the sick outside of the institution, would it not be wiser for all to educate themselves in the use of simple remedies than to venture to use drugs that are given a long name to hide their real qualities? Why need anyone be ignorant of God's remedies, hot water fomentations, and cold and hot compresses? It is important to become familiar with the benefit of dieting in case of sickness. All should understand what to do themselves. They may call upon someone who understands nursing, but everyone should have an intelligent knowledge of the house he lives in. All should understand what to do in case of sickness. Were I sick, I would just as soon call in a lawyer as a physician from among general practitioners. I would not touch their nostrums, to which they give Latin names. I am determined to know, in straight English, the name of everything that I introduce into my system. Those who make a practice of taking drugs sin against their intelligence and endanger their whole afterlife. There are herbs that are harmless, the use of which will tide over many apparently serious difficulties. But if all would seek to become intelligent in regard to their bodily necessities, sickness would be rare instead of common. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You say, the reason why I advise with you is because there are some who have never heard of the principles of health reform. Converts of the Seventh-day Adventist faith, whom one would naturally suppose would be easily led to see the beauty of hygienic remedies for the sick, are being taught to take the Lord for their healer, without even using simple means and heaven-blessed agencies for the recovery and preservation of health. These agencies are excluded by close rooms and a neglect to procure pure water. Taken from Diary of April 25th, 1999-6-File 68. The building work on our hospital has not yet commenced, but the land is being cleared preparatory to building. We need a hospital so much. On Thursday, Sister Sarah McEnterfer was called to see if she could do anything for Brother Palmer's little son, who is 18 months old. For several days, he has had a painful swelling on the knee, supposed to be from the bite of some poisonous insect. Pulverized charcoal, mixed with flaxseed, was placed upon the swelling, and this poultice gave relief at once. The child had screamed with pain all night, but when this was applied, he slept. Today she has been to see the little one twice. She opened the swelling in two places, and a large amount of yellow matter and blood was discharged freely. The child was relieved of its great suffering. We thank the Lord that we may become intelligent in using the simple things within our reach to alleviate pain and successfully remove its cause. Some matters have been deeply impressed upon my mind, and one is the necessity for much better facilities in the bathrooms. This is where impressions will be made upon minds. We must have conveniences in these rooms, massage tables, and a cot on which to give packs. All these things make their impression. Conversation will sometimes arise, and words will be spoken that will open a flood of light to the patient as to the best methods of caring for the human body, the temple of God. Therefore, the greatest care should be taken to observe decency and strict purity in conversation and in every action. A small, crowded bathroom leaves on the mind an impression of cheapness and commonness, and this should not be.